Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Well, we're already at Thursday. Another big weekend coming up. That means you're prepared to go somewhere, I'm sure. Maybe you're heading up north again. Maybe heading south. You know, I mean, east or west. I'll pick them all. All four of them. All four directions. If you are and you want to make sure your vehicle is running properly, or if you do have an issue, you take your car, truck, or van that you dig so much. You take it to the great pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care. They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town, and they'll get you right back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day, as they did, Mark, when I got new brakes.
Just a couple weeks ago. Expert Car Care services everything. Doesn't matter what it is. We're talking something as small as a wiper blade or something as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats, you know, the caricature, once again, is right behind Rob. If you mention those two guys, you'll be glad you did.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, which is sweet, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
And I'm telling you right there, that's $100 no holla in savings. That's what we're talking about with just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care. Mike, Brian, and all his great people. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, X-P-E-R-T, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Starting the 8 o'clock hour, Ryan is cruising on 696. You'll be next up, and I'm going to introduce you to probably the most honest guy I've met on Twitter in a long time. Something to do with our radio show. He's the most honest guy ever, but we'll do that coming up. Hit me.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the Man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
So they're done with the four-game set. Seemed like the Royals were here for like 20 games. The Tigers win it 2-1.
That's how they beat them up like it was.
Like it was 20 games. So the Royals' streak ends at 10 straight. Well, it was going to end at 10 either way. It was going to either be gone or 11. And the Tigers get it 2-1. Anibal Sanchez was, I'd say, terrific, but when you strike nobody out, even though you pitch well, I don't know if that's the word terrific is used. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no strikeouts. And for Sanchez, that's a rarity. In fact, it's never happened before in his career. Tigers got both runs in the fourth on a Miggy RBI double and a J.D. Martinez home run, his 6th of the season. He has been scalding hot, J-Mart. Joe Nathan, very good today, too. Struck out the side in the 9th for his 14th save. See? 1-2-3, all 3 strikeouts. Nobody says boo, Joe. Everybody loves you. Tigers now 37-32. They're still now a half game back of Kansas City. 9-game road trip starts in Cleveland tomorrow. Rick Porcello will be going for the Tigers in that one on Friday night. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil. USA won't play till Sunday. It is now over between Japan and Greece. They play to the 0-0 tie. The draw, 0-0. Both need a win desperately to move on. Colombia beats the Ivory Coast, 2-1. Same score, Uruguay over England. England needs a win desperately, but they're all but out. U.S. Women's Open, round one at Pinehurst, number 2, the same course the men played on last week when Martin Keimer had the domination. The 11-year-old is all the attraction. 6th grader Lucy Lee shoots an 8-over par 78. So did Cheyenne Woods, Tiger Woods' niece. That puts them 11 shots behind the leader, Stacey Lewis, who shoots a 3-under par 67. Michelle Wee is at minus 2. PGA Travelers, first round in Cromwell, Connecticut. Brendan Steele, the lead, with an 8-under par 62. Other baseball, American League. Indians beat the Angels 5-3-10, so Cleveland will be happy to see the Tigers. Nick Swisher, a walk-off grand slam. He had struck out 3 times in 4 at-bats prior, had nothing going on, then hits the walk-off slam. By the way, you know who pitches for the Angels and who pitched in that game and loaded them up so that Swisher could knock it off somebody else? Steve Bedrosian's son.
Bedrock's son?
And his name is Cameron Rock Bedrosian. Cam Bedrosian is in the major leagues with the Angels. Dude, we are just getting older. If Steve Bedrosian's kids in the majors, we're old. Yankees over Toronto, 2-0 in the 2nd. No score Houston, Tampa 3rd. 1 interleague series still in the 5th inning. No score Seattle, San Diego. National League, Pittsburgh wins today over Cincinnati in 12, 4-3. Milwaukee over Arizona, 4-1. Brewers now 44-30. Atlanta, Washington at Nationals Park. No score 4th. Mets lead Miami on the David Wright homer, 1-0 in the third, and that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248. Oh, yeah, yes, I forgot.
Hey, Mark Wilson, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Come on down.
Let me tell you something. No, not you. Let me tell you something, okay? I was watching The Price is Right one day with Drew Carey. I started watching with Drew Carey over Bob Barker. The guy who does the thing, as she said, next up, Mark Wilson, come on
down.
I actually heard my name, and I actually taped it. I had it on DVR.
You could use that. You should save that for
I don't know where
tape
it went.
Recording or something.
I don't know where. I had it on my desktop. I could have played it for you now, but it's gone.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I forget the guy's name now who does that with Drew Carey. It's not like Johnny Jacobs used to do with Bob Barker.
That's right, Bob Barker. And then he was getting frisky between shows and messing around with the models.
You got to give Drew Carey some major cred. When he started doing The Price Right, he was very heavy. He looks unbelievable now. Thin, great, wears beautiful suits. He has done a lot of work. I think he's lost like 100 pounds since he started doing that show. How fat he was when he first started?
Hope he didn't lose everything.
What do you mean?
I mean, you lose that kind of weight. It's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight to lose, and he looks fantastic.
But if he eats a piece of chocolate cake, he might gain 8 pounds.
Hey, Ryan, you're on Sports Night with Parker, man. Thanks for hanging. What's going on?
Hey, Rob, I was watching the stream earlier. That's a hot-looking shirt you got on there.
You like that? That's Polo.
I know, man. Where are we going for Cosmos later?
I know. You know me.
That's a big Polo logo, too.
It is. This is a real Polo shirt. No, you know. But that's
Polo shirt.
Celebrating the new Hornets jerseys.
But you know, I'm an Ivy
Hornets
League
colors.
I'm the Ivy League kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
I
wear white man khakis and Polo shirts.
I got to give it up to you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Listen, I got to take on Osmus. If you'll just bear with me, let me lay it out here.
Lay it out.
Osmus, okay, in 2000, a flight attendant on a Tigers team plane, stop me if you've heard this before, sued the Tigers, sued Olympia.
Yes.
She alleged,
among other things.
I think Higginson was part of that.
The allegations is a who's who of the Tigers' nadir. Weaver walking out of the John smoking a doobie. Higginson making lewd remarks to her. Drake Jeffries, Doug Brocale, Rod Fick watching porn. And one Brad Osmus addressing her with vulgar language. Case was filed in federal court in Detroit 2001. It was settled. It went on appeal. I don't know what the result of the appeal was. These records are accessible to any member of the general public. Go down to the local federal court where the case was tried. You can look up the case file and find out exactly what it was that he said to this flight attendant. And not only was this never brought up when Osmus was brought in here, but now in the wake of what he said yesterday, it has not been mentioned by anybody. And my question to you guys is, why is nobody in Detroit media bringing this up at all? I mean, not even mentioning it.
You know what? I'm going to say this, Ryan. You are 100% correct. And you know what? Mark and I are totally wrong. And we don't speak for anybody else. Mark and I are usually pretty good with this stuff. We're the guys who Mark, and I'm just going to say it. I don't care if people get mad. But we're the ones, when the allegations came out against Nancy Lieberman and you know, issues with players on the roster. You remember the whole thing. We not only called Nancy Lieberman, but we asked her the questions point blank. So we're not afraid to do that kind of stuff, and you are 100% right. Ryan, it's a swing and a miss, and this is where journalism has gone, where people are so afraid. And you know what? It is relevant only from the standpoint that you're right. When he got hired at that press conference, that should have been asked, and it wasn't.
Well, and this leads me to something else. The Taylor Lewan.
Wait, before you go to Taylor Lewan, I just want to. I'm not making any excuses. I will feign ignorance. I do not. And you're right, Ryan. I'm sure you're absolutely right.
No, I remember it.
I remember Osmus as a part of that.
I do.
So it would not have occurred to me. But you're. It's a 15-year-old story. It would not have occurred to me to go check that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I said Higginson was a problem. I knew Higgy was. I knew Fick was.
No, I remember Brad Osmus.
Brocale and Jeffrey.
What year was that again? What year was that again?
2000.
It occurred in 2000, and yeah. She sued in 2001.
Right. So 13, 14
and they paid her off to let the thing go away, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was like a 200 large is what
yeah.
she got.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they paid
the case
her
go
off.
Away. My point, and what I was going to say about Gibbons is that story was initially broken by some guy with a blog. Okay, nobody covering U of M wanted to touch that. Comes a time in sports, and I predict we'll see it in our lifetime, because you see the propaganda wings of these organizations ginning up, getting better and better at by the day. Now they've hired former professional journalists.
Yep.
I don't need to name them, because I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Comes a time when they're going to say, you know what? We don't need the Detroit News. We don't need the OP. We don't need.
You're right. You're already right.
To cover our games, and we don't want you here. And we're not going to give you access.
Yep.
Because we can just use our own website and present the information that we want.
But I'll tell you this. The one thing you are right. Most people don't go to those sites, because most people know. Even if you look at the bottom of the Major League Baseball stories on MLB.com, it says this story was not approved by Major League Baseball before. You know what I mean? Because people are already skeptical. That's why they haven't done it, Ryan. That's why they haven't gone to that next step you're talking about. Because even if you go to Lions.com or any of these sites, dude, they're not getting the hits you think they are. Because
the local newspapers and media outlets, they know they have too much to lose if they challenge these teams.
They're running scared. You're right. I'm sitting here. I'm a working journalist. They're running scared. They're all in bed with it. If you work and if you're the Detroit News and you have a partnership with the Detroit Tigers and give out free newspapers at the paper, how bad are you going to take the Tigers on?
Rob, you know as well as I do that the highest traffic that the local newspaper sites get is for the sports stories.
Absolutely, number one. You know what? When you go to the top 10 stories every day, four or five of them are sports stories every day.
Absolutely. So that is the bread and butter.
Yep.
Ryan, I think it's confusing right now as to what really is going to happen with that industry. I keep hearing these rumors that this is going away, that's going bye-bye, we'll never see this again, we'll never see that again. And we wake up on the 19th of June, and it's pretty much the same as it has been. I think newspapers obviously have taken a huge dip.
Oh, it's just bad.
We know that. Some are out of business, some are going out of business.
Mark, I'm going to tell you this, and Ryan.
That part we know.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. The first big domino, remember when some of the papers started closing, right? Like Seattle, I think the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and maybe
Post-Intelligencer was the first one to go.
Right, and then one of the papers in Denver went, I think. But I'm telling you, when one of these big papers goes down, you're going to see, you watch and see where the other people in the business who own these things are going to say, you know what? What are we doing this for? We might as well pull the plug. The Detroit News and Free Press went to a 10:30 deadline for the newspaper. That's the latest deadline. You know what they basically did? They kissed off the printed edition. That's what they did by doing a 10:30 deadline.
Mark, I got to say, I did spend a little bit of time working, just taking prep calls. And I can tell you that from the time that I started, which was about 99, I'd say, up until about 2008, I saw the paper where I worked at shrink by half. And moreover, this type of what I brought up initially, okay, this Osmus issue, I really believe that 20, 30 years ago, that would have been brought to light.
Oh, dude, I'll just give you the name. Fred Girard be all over it. Like,
yep.
You know what?
But they don't have Fred Girard anymore because you know what? They don't want to pay for investigative journalism, and it gets them in too much trouble. That's the problem. And these teams that you have to deal with, it ain't easy being a guy breaking news. Trust me. I've been one to pull the covers back, and it's hard to do it. And you know why? You know what? That's why most guys don't do it. Mark, I talk to you all the time about the clubhouse thing, right? That's probably people like push it off. Oh, no big deal. Just move it. Nope. You know why people don't do it? Because it takes too much.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Very
difficult. Too hard.
We're not in the same position we used to be with athletes and coaches. Like we don't go to dinner with them anymore. We don't go out. We used to go out with them.
Yes.
Ryan, we used to hang with them.
Yes. It's totally different.
80s, 70s, we used to go out with them.
That's why the only guys that ever break big stories anymore are the national guys who do enjoy that level of prestige. You know, I'm talking about the ESPN guys, the Yahoo guys, that not only do they have that level of prestige in the industry, but they also have the security of these corporations where they can go out and,
right.
and break those types of stories, and they're not going to alienate half their readership by doing it.
Right. And you know what? I'll give you a perfect example. When Michael Rosenberg and those guys at the Free Press broke the story about Michigan and, well, remember the big story?
Yeah, I know.
But what was it about again?
They got held to pay.
About them taking, about players. You remember it was something about...
I don't even remember
about,
what
about retaliation and how they're treated and practice and all that. Ryan, you remember the story I'm talking about?
Yeah, Rich Rod, yeah.
Rich Rod. That was the Rich Rod story.
That was Rich Rod story. Trust me, Michael Rosenberg graduated from Michigan. He was persona non grata there. They went crazy. Have you read the stuff?
They killed his Ohio State book. Snyder
yes.
went there, too.
Yep. They went crazy over him. I mean, alum, people, how could you do this to the university?
Mark Snyder worked on that, too.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Was it Snyder? Yeah. I mean, Mark Snyder. They got held to pay for that. And that's called journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Held to pay. So, Ryan, all appreciated.
Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate you.
You know, the story with Brad Ausmus, to be honest, I did not put that together. So I would not have looked to say, hey, and you're right. I usually know these little tidbit things.
Toronto tied the score.
Because I remember the plane thing with the flight attendant.
But there were a lot of guys involved, Mark, so maybe
there were,
you didn't slip.
But
I do
remember that story was very
name.
Weird, like you said. The end, how it played out. And if, in fact, she took money to go away, it kind of makes the story go away. You know, what were they really... Were they convicted? Are they criminals? They serve time. They're on probation. They pay a fine. No.
Right, but those things are out there. And you know what, Mark?
But it's worth saying, this, even if it's just for informational purposes. Oh, by the way, the Brad Ausmus that just made the flippant comment was the same Brad Ausmus that was on the plane in 2000 with the flight attendant.
Mark, press conference, you go, hey, Brad, it's great. The last time you were in Detroit, you got involved in a situation on the plane where there was a settlement with a flight attendant, and according to court records, you said, blah, 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 blah. What is your comment from that? Have you learned from this, and are you embarrassed by that part in your life? Mark, that's all it takes.
Yeah, right, right.
That's it.
That makes a story out of it.
Makes a story.
And he's going to have some comment.
And he has to either say something.
Or no comment.
Or no comment, but he could say, I was young, I was dumb, and I've grown up a lot since then. And I'm embarrassed by that chapter of my life, but I'm coming back to Detroit to make it right.
When he did that,
right?
This is how young he is. He was a 30-year-old man. I mean, even 30-year-olds go do stupid stuff.
No, but I'm just saying, but that's the way it's asked.
This is the guy I was talking to you about. This is from Twitter, one of our notifications. Maybe the most honest guy we've ever had. He was the one that asked for the Young and the Restless theme song.
Yes.
Well, he tweeted us back and said, at Parker the Man, hey, thanks for playing that. I'm not a fan of the show. I just really love that theme. Come
okay.
on. Gary, give it up to Andrew Coleman. Give it up to Andrew because I'm not a fan of the show. Oh, wait, no, you know what? I'll bet you he means Young and the Restless. I thought he meant our show.
Oh, that, yeah. He meant Young and the Restless.
Oh, I thought he meant us.
No, why would he be listening? I even know we have TV themes.
Come on, Rob.
No, come on, he's still...
Rob, the old Howard Stern. How many people listened that liked him?
How many
people listened that hated him?
No, but I think he was talking about he's not a Young
I
and
like
Restless.
To compare myself to Howard in the radio business.
What'd he say? I don't like that show.
Thanks for playing. I'm not a fan of... I just thought he meant I'm not a fan of your show.
Well, what does it say?
I'm not a fan of the show.
Right.
But he didn't put Young and the Restless
in the
tweet.
No, he meant Young and the Restless.
This is the problem with 144 characters. Sometimes you infer when you should defer, and sometimes you translate when you shouldn't, and sometimes you just think it's something else. All right, thank you, Ed. I guess you meant Young and the Restless. You weren't a fan. You didn't have to qualify that. You could be a fan of a soap opera. I used to love All My Kids when it was good.
Never watched them.
Come on, man. What about when Luke and Laura got married on General Hospital?
No. I never watched soap opera. My mom was a big soap opera watcher because she worked that night and was home during the day and watched them.
One quick comment. When I was covering the Dolphins in Miami, when we had to sit there in the blazing sun, they actually gave us a little room and there was a TV. It was turned to one channel. It was ABC.
To see what?
All we could watch
Hospital?
Was afternoon soaps. We all got into General Hospital. So when Luke and Laura got married and Shula was pulling the team off the practice field, we actually had them wait so we could watch the ceremony.
Oh, please.
I'm telling
so
you.
Pathetic.
We were in the room on a 100-degree, 100-humidity day waiting to see the ceremony for Luke and Laura before we go back out and cover the, and get Ed Newman and Bob Kuchenberg's comments.
All right, 248-848-1130. And coming up next on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Pete Rose, one of baseball fans' favorite players, and I hear it all the time, Rob, are you ever going to vote for Pete Rose? Would you ever vote for Pete Rose if it became available? Mark, he's at it again. He wants to get in the Hall of Fame. He's going to do whatever it takes. He thinks he has an opening because Bud Selig is stepping down in right after the season or January or whatever it is.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. And Pete was close to getting in and blew it, Mark, by coming out with a book and lying for 14 years. Our buddy Bernie Fratto was the biggest Pete Rose supporter. You don't know how devastated Bernie was when he came out with that book because he always believed him and said, the guy lied to me for 14 years. I'd had his back. I challenged anybody who ever said it, and he had his heart broken over the Pete Rose thing. And, Mark, now Pete Rose is at it again. He wants in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's on the stump. That's what I call it. He's stumping right now to get the court of public opinion to somehow, some way, get his butt back into the hall. Remember, the seats are for asses. Remember
exactly.
That was Pete's comment. Pete Rose wants back in, and he thinks he can hoodwink the next guy, whoever it might be. Doesn't look like it's going to be Dombrowski. It looks like it might be this other dude.
What dude?
Dombrowski, one of the deputy generals in the...
Who's in the seat now?
Yeah, with Selig, yeah.
Yeah, Mark, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you put him
because
in?
Because Bud Selig himself said it. Openly, he said, here are the candidates. We're going to have this guy. There's a couple of guys that are currently GMs, and there could be a wild card candidate.
No.
He said it himself.
But for them to give that guy, he's acting as commissioner this year. I mean,
well,
like
that's the guy.
It's a dress rehearsal, unless they really thought this guy's a boob.
I had it written down for 5 weeks, and I threw it away. I can't remember.
Unless
his name.
They said, this guy's a total boob. We can't go
a
with this guy.
A total what?
A total boob.
He's the Adam Silver of Major League Baseball. So we'll talk more about that next to get your opinion. We'll see where you stand on June 19th, 2014, when it comes to Peter Edward Rose. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Space. The final frontier.
These are the voyages.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
It's five-year mission.
To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life and new civilizations.
To boldly go.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor. That's all I know from that show.
What about...
So I know. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor.
Scotty, we need more power.
Then I would just come in and say, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor. It's exactly 8:30. We're halfway through
the program. Our five-year mission. They're hoping that they were going to get five seasons. Only got three.
Only got three.
But it became a legendary show.
Until they name them, the rumored guys right now, Bob Iger is in the mix from Disney. They've talked about Bob Iger. Kevin Johnson, your mayor of Sacramento, yes, for commissioner of baseball, has been mentioned. Dombrowski's name has come up like crazy over the years, but the guy we're talking about is Rob Manfred.
Right, but he was with Toronto, Mark. He's been around. I'm telling you, that's the guy.
But those rumors are still out there until they name a guy.
And Kevin Johnson, that's just to have their minority candidate. There ain't no way he's going to be the commissioner.
They must have looked far and wide and said,
There's nobody out here.
Did he play any sports? Just go with KJ. Just go with him because we got nobody in baseball. Can we get Bill White? He's dead. Okay, we got to get somebody else. Who can we get?
Hey, White.
Bob Watson around?
Hey,
what about
White.
Him?
Bob Watson's around. What's wrong with Bob Watson?
He's like 90. What are you going to do? Have Bob Watson be the commissioner
I want
of
him
baseball?
To be the general manager of the Tigers, Bob Watson.
Here's my thing with Pete Rose, and I still think it's great to this day. If you go to the Mirage or wherever he is right now in Vegas, he sits there at a chair.
And signs autographs.
Signs autographs. You as you're going to the pool, you can say hi to Pete. He just sits there literally from like 10 o'clock in the morning. He takes a lunch break. That's his job. Takes a lunch break.
He does it every day?
Every day. 5 days a week. Monday through, it's a job.
For how many hours?
About 8 hours.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
Well, every day.
He gets there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mark, stop.
Takes the break at noon for lunch until 1 o'clock. He was at Caesar's Forum Shops, and he was at the
I know where exactly he is.
Now I think he's at the Luxor. He might be at the Luxor. And he comes back, he sits, and he just sits in a chair. He's paid to sit in a chair and wait till people come up and get his autograph signed. On a he's got a bunch of bats and pictures. He'll sell them to you for $50. I think a bat's $100 or $150. He'll sign his name for you. He shakes your hand. He'll he'll talk to you all day. And he has addressed this again like crazy. It's just weird to be walking to the pool.
Hey, Gary,
and just wave. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Can you Google what Pete Rose earned in 2013? I'm just curious if there's a number out.
Well, he had the reality show too.
With his little
with the wife.
Right. Is he still married to her?
I think so. She's on the gravy train.
She's a little youngin'.
Well, he's 70 now, and she's
35.
Like that. She's very committed to him, though. They look like maybe they're divorced
please.
Now.
That show was are you kidding me?
I watched it. It was weird.
Well, you have some issues. You really do.
I wanted to see the Pete Rose reality show. And it was on, I think, Bravo or something. It was only like 8 episodes total that they canceled the thing.
Yeah, because nobody was watching it.
But he got paid to do that. That was part of his
payment.
They
don't make that much money. Pete Rose, Mark, he's so washed up. who was sitting in the room saying, oh, yeah, we got to get Pete Rose and his 35-year-old wife
did.
On?
Maybe he proposed it. I would think he would have done that. The other thing, too, is the story is May. The lawsuit was filed against the Tigers on the airplane. In, what did you say, Gary? May of 2001? That's when the suit was filed, so that's now 13 years ago. And her name was Lisa Kesner from Lima, Ohio.
And she got paid.
She was the flight attendant who filed the suit.
All right, 248-848-1130 is our number.
The important part of the story is coming up. We'll tell you what we believe should happen with the future of Pete Rose and his want to be reinstated to baseball.
And are you ready to forgive him? Have you
quarter just, century, 25
it's
years
It's been
now.
A long time. He's still hanging years. In. Do you want this to be where he gets a chance to...
It might be the 25th anniversary. Right? 89, I think it was. Like summer.
And John's ripping me. He sends me a text. He goes, there's other TV on other than the Golden Girl reruns. Well, that is true.
Rob, tell everybody again what's the last first-run sitcom you've seen?
Seinfeld.
When
did it go off?
Like 1998. Like 16 years ago. There. By the way, Rob... There is other. He's right. There is other television.
You know what's
not too terrible.
You know what? As funny as I don't have a show. You know, when I look at like my 5 favorite shows, they all go through times. You know, like the Honeymooners of the 50s, right? No, I just want to hear me out. Honeymooners, 50s. Then I like the Munsters, the 60s. Then I got the Odd Couple, the 70s. Golden Girls, the 80s. Seinfeld, the 90s.
Whoop. You know the car stops right there.
It stopped right there, Mark. And you know what I was doing for that decade in 2000? I was working with one Mark J. Wilson, whatever your middle name is, Mark Wilson, every night from 7 to 11 for a decade, and I missed television in the year 2000.
I know we have DVRs now.
I never used a DVR.
We
Stop
had
it.
Like...
Mark, how many jobs did I have?
VCRs back then?
How many
then?
Jobs did I have? I was working like a crazy man.
You could come home and still VCR
when?
Show?
Mark, I was dead tired.
All right, fine, use that as your excuse.
I didn't
for
watch
not being
any shows from
at all relevant pop culture for the 2000s.
From 2002, when we started doing that show, all the way through, we didn't.
248-848-1130 is the number. We got a sports rep coming up next.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyc Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
And just wait till we're in high definition tomorrow.
I'm going to have to start wearing makeup to the radio show.
You know what? Laugh, clown, laugh.
I'm not laughing. I know what
I'm not doing makeup again. I spent 25 years in makeup.
Mark, let's do it like this. You do my makeup, I'll do your makeup.
Max Factor. Let me tell the guys out there what I wore.
Look at Nick laughing.
I wore Max Factor 10, number 2, cool 5.
I wear MAC.
MAC products.
NW45. That's my makeup.
Do you use a little blush with the...
That's all. Yeah. I don't use any foundation or anything. Nick, you know what foundation is?
Nick's married. Of course he knows. You don't know what foundation is. You've never bought makeup for your wife. Ever.
No, a man doesn't go buy makeup.
You can go to Macy's and go to the MAC store.
When I went to the MAC store at Macy's and I went and I said what I wanted, and they said, well, is the puff underneath or on top? I said, it's underneath. They said, that's unbelievable. You know what your wife needs? He said, I've never seen guys come in and know that.
Hey, we were in TV. You got to wear makeup.
Got to wear makeup. I don't care what you look like.
You think these lights are bad?
Television.
Dude.
Everything.
Klieg lights that they put in there, and they open them up and shut them and open them up and shut. I mean, I don't even want, I could be here forever.
All right, let's get you caught up. Are we ready to do that?
Yeah.
Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
We're end of the 4-game series at Comerica. It happened this afternoon. Tigers beat the Royals 2-1, so they get off the schneid against Kansas City a little bit. But the Royals did leave town in first place. That was their goal. That's what they did. The Tigers are a half game back at Kansas City as they head to the 9-game road trip that starts in Cleveland tomorrow. Anibal Sanchez went 7, gave up just the 1 run, 5 hits, no strikeouts. He struck out no first time he's ever done that, not struck out a batter in a start in his major league career. Tigers got both runs in the fourth. Miggy with an RBI double. J.D. Martinez, hotter than you-know-what, with his 6th homer of the season, I think 3rd of the series. Joe Nathan struck out the side of the 9th. He was beautiful today. This is what you want. 14th save, 3 up, 3 down, all on strikes. Come on. That's Joe Nathan. See, Joe, you get the props when you do well, and you get the unfortunate. You know what happens when you stink. And you're dead-arm Nathan again. Today, he was fine. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil, USA again plays Sunday. Japan and Greece have played to the 0-0 tie. That is 0-0 if you're scoring at home. And both need a win basically to move on. Colombia beat the Ivory Coast 2-1. Juan Quintero with the winner. That's the second win for Colombia. And Uruguay beats England, same score, 2-1. Luis Suarez, 2 goals, England all but out. U.S. Women's Open, round 1 at Pinehurst, number 2, the same course that Martin Keimer dominated on just last week. The 11-year-old prodigy, 6th grader, qualifier for the Open, Lucy Lee, shoots an 8 over par 78. That is the same as Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne Woods. Stacey Lewis has the lead after round 1 in North Carolina at 300 par 67, 1 shot up on Michelle Wee. Morgan Pressel with her Detroit ties. Her uncle is Aaron Krickstein, former tennis player, 7 over par 77. Morgan, I think, is still the youngest tour player ever to win a major on the LPGA. PGA Travelers, first round in Cromwell, Connecticut. Brendan Steele, 8 under par 62, has a 1-shot lead on Bud Cauley and Ryan Moore. Red Wings re-up with goaltender Jonas Gustafsson on a 1-year deal, so the backup to Jimmy Howard is back in the fold for 14 and 15. And Mike Babcock has lost his assistant after 3 years, Bill Peters. Peters takes the head coaching job with the Carolina Hurricanes. Other baseball, American League, Cleveland wins on a walk-off grand slam by Nick Swisher. Swish with the slam against the Angels, 5-3-10 is the final. That's how the Tigers head to Cleveland tomorrow. Yankees over Toronto in the 4-3-2. No score, Houston, Tampa 4th. Minnesota getting some rain right now, so that's coming this way. We're getting that tomorrow. The White Sox and the Twins delayed by rain at Target Field right now. One interleague series. We're into the 7th in San Diego. No rain there. 1-1 the score at Petco. National League, Pirates beat the Reds in 12 on a walk-off walk to Russell Martin. 4-3 the final. Brewers beat Arizona 4-1. Only a matter of time now. Atlanta over Washington 2-0 in the 6th. Mets lead Miami in the 6th 1-0. No score second, Philadelphia, St. Louis. NASCAR, Sonoma, California on the road course. Sunday's Toyota 350. You got practice tomorrow. Qualifying Saturday at 1:40. The race on the 12-turn, 2.5-mile road course starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Greg, hang on.
Moving on up to the east side. Come on, Mark. Join in. Come on.
Every week?
Yes.
Is this a regular staple?
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Our beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. I just not turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on to the east side.
We may be going down the tubes,
but we finally got a piece of the pie.
Yeah. Maybe going down the tubes, but having fun doing it.
Come on, you gotta love that song. Moving
you know what?
On.
What's the as Don Johnson says to Kevin Costner's tin cup, the Mac of whatever his name was in the movie. You go down. You may go down, but you go down in flames or whatever that thing is. That's what we're doing here. What's up, Greg?
If I was getting at Dubai, I would sue both of y'all. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Greg, we open on Broadway next week. I don't know what you're talking about.
And you close the same night.
Ah! And you know what's so funny, Mark? That you say that? No one's ever done it.
What?
I just came up with the greatest idea.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
What? Sing theme songs on Broadway?
A Broadway show where you sing like the, you know, where people can join in. It would be a great idea. Like a night to go up, you know, you sing all these theme songs and it's like a 1 hour show and it's real moving and people, I bet you that'd be fun.
What would you call it?
TV theme song Thursday.
And only on Thursdays at the Minskoff Theater
there
in New York City.
There you go. All right.
Times Square.
You do know Willona did sing that theme song.
Oh, yes. From the Willona from the Good Times.
Yes.
Yes, she sang
yes,
it.
She sang it. I Googled, they say Pete Rose makes about $1 million a year signing memorabilia and all this kind
but
of stuff.
But, Greg, you got to go. Have you
That's
been to Vegas?
Yes, I have.
I have had people, when I was there, living there, people come into town, and they said, what can we do? I said, I'm going to go show you Pete Rose. And we would just walk over. He was at the Forum Shops at that point. He just sits there, Greg. I'm telling you. Are you watching on ParkerDerman.com?
No, I'm not watching
it. I showed Rob this. This is what I've actually walked by Pete. He's got his finger, and he's like digging food out of his teeth.
Mark, he's 70 years old. You get gaps
like this,
in the teeth.
Like this. He just sits there. You go, hi, Pete. And he goes, hey, how you doing? That's it. He's just sitting there all day. That's his
one
job.
One day they're going to put him in, though. He may be dead when it happens.
I don't think so, Greg. We haven't gotten to that part yet. I disagree with you.
I really do.
No, you know what? You know what, Greg? I believe this. He'll never get the honor. They'll never put him in when he, you know.
He won't get the hoopla. No.
And you know what? A few years ago, they were bending right before. You remember they let him come to a game. There was some appearance. They let him do that.
I think you're making it like it was not as close as you said.
No, Mark. But they had even like toyed with the idea more than they had ever done.
I think Selig has always held pretty fast to this.
Nope. I'm telling you. And then because he was all of a sudden making baseball appearances that he never got to make.
Couple, yeah. But not much.
One of these days, he won't get the hoopla like everybody else.
But well, hoopla schmoopla. I think if it's posthumous, that's probably the way it would ever happen.
So, Greg, are you for or against it? Would you be cool with it? A baseball?
It would not hurt me because, to me, if you have more hits than anybody in this game, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
But, Greg, have you ever been to the Hall of Fame?
No, I've never been to none.
Okay, so if you go there, Pete Rose is everywhere. It's not like they've wiped him out or erased him. All of his stuff is there. Everything documented is there. So what are you saying? Like, you have the most hits. If you follow and go into the Hall of Fame, you will know who Pete Rose is.
But there is no bust of him.
Right. There's no plaque.
There's no bust of Pete Rose, and that's what he wants. I mean, he knows his bats and his gloves are in there, but that's not him. That's the things he used. That's not him.
I haven't been there in a long time. How much of Pete Rose stuff is there, Rob?
It's all there.
Is it all there?
All
is the bat that he used up Eric Shaw and everything?
Wouldn't you vote for Barry Bonds?
Yeah, I am.
He votes for Bonds every year.
I've already voted for him. I vote for him.
And well, like I said, one day he's going to be in. Because
yeah, but Bonds, I look at Bonds, I look at differently.
Time out. We haven't done this since we've been back on DFN. It's been a long time. We did it back in the 90s. Greg, with you on the phone, I'm going to give you, and I think I speak for Rob on this. This is our reasoning for why he should never get in. This is where we stood. Now it may change with him. It didn't change with me. Here we go again. I don't know if it's as prevalent now at every ballpark, but back in the day, and it wasn't that long ago, the older ballparks had a sign.
They still
it
have
was
them.
A placard.
It's so big, you can't miss it.
It was on as you walked into every clubhouse, visitor or otherwise. It said, if you bet on baseball, you will be banned from the game for life. It doesn't say steroids. It doesn't say cocaine.
It doesn't say
barbiturates. It says, if you bet on baseball. Gambling is totally restricted.
Yep.
If you bet on the game, you'll be banned from the game for life.
That's what it says.
No gray area.
There's
well,
no.
But you know, they really never proved that the people, that the Black Sox boys bet. They never proved.
Look at the blood. 1919.
I know, but we're talking about. But let's talk about. Let's talk about Pete Rose.
Yeah, but they were the first one to get thrown out.
Yeah, but they've admitted over the years, relatives have admitted they did it. What are you talking about? Yeah. Some didn't. Joe Jackson is still the one holdout.
I don't believe Joe Jackson did.
Well, I don't believe he did either.
Well, he hit 340 or something, right?
By what I can tell from his relatives and other documentation, I don't believe Joe Jackson did either.
Yeah, he hit about 350 in the World Series.
Yeah, I think he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, who knows? If he wasn't throwing it, maybe he would have hit 600.
So, Greg, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's a sign that you're not supposed to count.
End of story.
But I still believe that one day he's going to get in.
I don't. And I have a vote.
That's just the way it is.
And let me tell you something. They won't even allow him to be on the ballot. They won't even. It's not even.
Rob.
They're not going to leave it up to Writers Baseball to put this foot down and said it's not going
to
happen.
You just said this. Major League Baseball sent a signal today to Brad Ausmus. You said something stupid. Well, we're not going to fine you.
Yep.
We're not going to suspend you. You just said, what about the next guy? He's going to hold that. If you allow Pete Rose in the Hall, you're condoning the gambling portion of our show to any athlete, coach. You're making it a very slippery slope if you allow Rose in this Hall, having been an admitted degenerate gambler.
And what people don't understand.
And who bet on the game, and I still believe bet against his team.
Mark, what have I always said? Even if he bet on the Reds, he still altered the game.
Correct.
When you mess with the integrity of the game is when you don't have a real game, and that's when the whole sport is lost. When people don't believe what they're watching is real,
like
WWE, you're not going to have that. And the thing is, with Pete Rose and the whole idea of it is people got to understand that you could bet on your team and still hurt the game from this standpoint.
Rob,
you have a big bet on a game, right, for your team to win. You blow out your bullpen trying to win the game, but you have a doubleheader tomorrow.
And then the guy hurts his arm. Now what have you done?
These guys not available.
Because of the actions of Pete Rose, you just said about WWE, do you know how hard Dana White from UFC, from the mixed martial arts, fights to make sure people realize that his sport is real? Do you know how he is a day in, day out? Can you imagine if people ever found out UFC was fake?
Right.
That'd be the end of it.
It would be the end of it.
Dana White fights that fight every day. A lot of it's because Pete Rose. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.